With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
In a highly emotional battle in Salt Lake City, the Jazz and the Celtics matched up, and the Jazz linked together an evening of offensive perfection.
Donovan, Hayward on it. He's got it. He's got Hayward lined up. Crowd sees it. Donovan attacks. A lot of contact. Right hand floater. He put it on Hayward. The kid brings the crowd to his feet. Working the top, bounces to Rubio, curl in the lane, ball fake, bounces out to Crowder, three ball, got it! Against his former team, Jay Crowder will be the one with the last laugh!
For Boston, it was part of a West Coast road trip that went sour. But since then, they pulled off a mammoth win against the Raptors, highlighted by a Kyrie Irving explosion.
Behind the Horford screen, works his way to 12 feet. Jumper in the air is good. And as if Kyrie Irving wasn't doing enough tonight, he has just crossed over 10,000 career points. 102.99, Toronto by three. 2:54 to go.
The Jazz road swing continues tonight in the Garden. From downtown Boston, it's the Jazz and the Celtics.
Tip-off is now.
David, this is what I'm looking for tonight, which is very, very interesting, because in game one against these two teams, the scouting reporters, they looked to drive. They looked to attack the basket. Now, according to Brad Stevens, he thought that that was true, and that the fact that they tried to shoot over Rudy Gobert, that affected what their outcome of the basketball game. So we'll see how often they challenge Rudy again tonight.
Jazz are in their gold uniforms with the navy blue Jazz note in the front, navy blue number. Looks like we've got a John Goble assigned to us tonight, but I haven't seen the official list of who asked to be with us this evening. NBA added five full-time officials. John Goble? Oh, Giadamas Petriatis? Brandon Adir. I don't know Brandon. Hopefully he doesn't get us to a nadir. Donovan driving hard on the first curl. Missed the layup at the rim. Here comes Kyrie coming off a brilliant performance. 22 points in the fourth and overtime in the win over Toronto. Right side to Tatum, who's been playing much better as of late. Top to Kyrie. They set up Tatum. He's got a mismatch on Favors, they think. So he fires the three. It's a brick. And the rebound comes down to Donovan. Storylines for each team. Jazz trying to find their shooting stroke. Celtics trying to get at the basket a bit more and have been playing better. The last two, really one good win and then beat a hapless Chicago team. Donovan dribbling, tries to save it after he loses it, but ends up outletting it to Kyrie on a turnover. Rubio defending Kyrie, open floor layup, and he missed it. Beautiful defense by Ricky. Here come the Jazz on the run. Rubio thinks about an alley-oop to Favors, instead sets up to Ingles. Jazz get into their offensive sets. Kyrie is guarding Ingles, at least on this set. Horford's on Mitchell on a mismatch, and Hayward switches to him. Jazz abused Gordon in the last matchup. Rubio will take a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Jazz three-point shooting has been miserable the last few nights. They've got to find a way to get it going tonight.
Celtics switching 1 through 5. The Jazz going to switch 1 through 4.
Good pickup run. Brown has been struggling all season to find a groove with the addition of Kyrie. Gives it over to Horford. Rubio thought he committed a foul. Everybody stopped. No whistle. Rubio driving. Rubio misses the layup. Gobert dunks it.
How about that? Everyone thought it was a foul. Everyone stopped. Except Rudy.
2-0. Rubio literally looked over to the official, wondering why he didn't blow the whistle. I'm guessing Rubio fouled him. Hayward has become much more of a distributor. Penetrates. Kicks out to the wing. Rubio with a steal. Then Rubio just about double dribbles. Goes down low to Favors. Favors fouled by Brown. Okay, Rubio has committed a foul and double dribbled, and they haven't called either of them. We'll take them both, frankly.
Very surprised, wasn't he?
Rubio, and Rubio knows it. Like, that's the best part. Is Rubio at the poker table? Because I want to play poker with Ricky Rubio after watching these last two things. He has got no poker face at all on either of these two plays. Actually, I don't want to play poker with them because I've seen the depth of the amount of bills that are on the table, and they're not ones. and I want no part of that. I hate to tell you this, people, but Derek Favors just missed a free throw. Jazz free throw shooting was abysmal last night, arguably cost them the game. There's a lot of things in last night's loss. Favors misses both free throws. Nice part of that story is he missed it so badly that it came back to him. Rubio, who was talking with Snyder, slides through the lane, gets a pass from Ingles, and misses another layup. 2-0. Kyrie Irving driving at Ingles, draws the foul, and he scores it.
And finally the whistle is blown.
Ricky Rubio at the rim this year, Ron Boone. 13 of 31.
I mean, that was a layup that you should be able to make with your eyes closed.
It's problematic. 3-2, Kyrie makes him the free throw. Here comes Rubio. He's having a tough stretch to start the season. Ricky drives with the right hand, lobs the pass up to Gobert. He gets bumped out of the way by Kyrie. That's a foul on Kyrie.
You know, he really put the body on him, didn't he? I mean, that's sort of what you see the Memphis Grizzlies do a lot, is they take the legs from underneath Rudy so he can't jump. Kyrie just put his backside into the legs, and you know, sometimes you can get hurt in a situation like that.
High pick and roll. Ingles comes off Gobert, comes back, fires the three straight away. It's short. Jazz three-point shooting woes have started tonight. They're 1 of 6 overall, 0 for 2.
Kyrie averages 5 rebounds a game.
He's just an all-around great player, maybe one of the great shooters in the game. Comes off a pick here, top of the key, hits.
And you notice where he's getting the rebounds. I mean, like Rubio, he gets right into the paint below the free throw line and gets those long rebounds and off and running.
Donovan guarded by Jaylen Brown, loses the dribble. It squirts over to Ingles. Ingles takes a right-hand drive on the near side, holding the left pivot foot, bounces to Favors. Horford knocks it away.
With the Boston Celtics, you got to go somewhere with the ball. You can't just dribble in one spot and then end up turning your back to your teammates. You do that, you're in trouble.
A lot of teams that switch can make you become horizontal. Donovan's got to take a deep, deep three with 4 on the shot clock, misses. Jazz start the night 1 for 7 shooting. 0 for 3 from 3. 5-2 Celtics. Jazz are now 19 of their last 92 from 3. Hayward penetrates, sees Gobert, swirls out. Brown from 3, he misses. He's been scuffling badly. Shooting at 38% for the season. Joe Ingles driving at Hayward, loses the basketball, turns it over. 5-2 Celtics on what's been a really ragged start to this basketball game. Jason Tatum to the rack, dunks on Gobert, and a foul. Quinn Snyder calls a timeout. Jazz down early yet again. 7-2 Celtics on the Jazz Radio Network.
My Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
Well, I think our execution was pretty high level. We had some guys have good nights. We had some guys have good shooting nights, and you're not going to have a really high level offensive game without that. The one thing I would say is that we need to be more efficient against these guys, not turning the ball over. And I think that's how they got back in the game, is when we turned it over and they ran it back at us.
They put on a clinic. As a coach of the other team, you're looking at all the things you did wrong, but it'd be wrong for me to talk about that, because that's how good they were offensively and how connected they were. They were making every right read, every right play. They were playing very free and easy and together, and it was beautiful basketball to watch.
That's Sound Flash. Brad Stevens, Quinn Snyder talking there, brought to you by New Skin, proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. Discover the best of you, New Skin, at newskin.usa.com. Jay Crowder in the ballgame, former Celtic, fires a three on the right side and hits. The Jazz, Jay Crowder, who has been scuffling as well. Might have been a corner three. If it's called that, it'll be the first one in three games. Kind of angle right, though. Bunch of weaving Celtics with a handoff and nifty action until Kyrie Irving drops the ball off his knee out of bounds.
Got a little crowded over there on that play there. But the Jazz, the last time, that last possession, notice how much they need to move the ball around without trying to dribble between guys.
Lob to Gobert from Ingles is slam dunk. Brad Stevens very upset about that. The Jazz ran that Ingles curl to perfection against Boston, torching them with Ingles getting a bunch of layups and having a fabulous night. Here's Tatum working on Ingles, slides inside, Ball fakes. Gobert's got a foul, so he relents, and Nick Tatum lays it up and in. Celtics take some of the fewest amount of shots of any team in the league at the rim. Jaylen Brown fouls Joe Ingles at 30 feet.
That's going to be his second foul.
This is a Nike game. What I mean by that is the league used to be traditional with its colors. And Nike, I think, has brought a wonderful flair to the way the game looks. This probably looks fabulous on television. Jazz are in their gold uniforms. The Celtics are in their black uniforms with green lettering or green numbering and white lettering. It looks really cool out here. Rubio on a tight curl in the paint. Stopped by Brown, holding the ball, swings it to Crowder. Five on the shot clock, takes a dribble to his right to free himself. Line drive three, no good. Crowder, seven of his last 30 from the field. Celtics nine, Jazz seven. Into the post, Horford, reach in by Rubio and stolen, picked up by Donovan. Ingles leaves it behind for Donovan. He explodes to the basket. A lot of contact, pushes off the window and in from 5 feet out on the right side.
Play fast or make sure there's you get them in the defense scrambling. You can get some good shots.
Horford working the top. Swings to Tatum. Tatum flares it back over to Horford, and the Jazz deflect another ball.
What I mean by you, I mean the Jazz like the dribble handoffs. They like pick and roll, and they like the slip screens. I think that's the way you're going to get good shots against this team, because I think perimeter, out on the perimeter, they are very, very good when they switch.
Hayward checks out. By the way, the Jazz knocked it out. Marcus Smart checks in. He's having a really poor start to the season.
And Gordon is not on minute restriction.
Nope, none at all. Jazz kicked the next ball. Pass. Jazz, by the way, if you're wondering, Jazz used to keep this stat all the time. The Jazz are fifth in the NBA in deflections. We're seeing that early. Some active hands. 9-9 is the score in what has not been a particularly elegant start to this game with two very good defensive teams. Horford will take a three straight away, and he hits. Al Horford has only been hitting at about 30% this year, down 7 percentage points from his career average. They call it a two? Is that what you're telling me, Ron?
Yes.
So he's still not shooting a three well. That was a long two, though. Here's Ingles on that curl. Horford steps over. Gobert rolls. Next guy through is Crowder. Crowder bounces back to Joe. Ball fakes at three. Fakes the drive. Now does drive and scores it. Nifty ball fake from Joe Ingles coming from angle right to the lane. Faked the pass. Defense went with him. Then he got an easy layup.
Got a response from the crowd there as well.
Tatum, the long, lanky, one-year player at Duke, was a great rookie last year. Out to Brown for three. No good. Long rebound. Donovan picks it up. Outlets to Crowder to the rack. Lays it up and in. Utah leads it 13-11. Nice fast break off a miss. Quinn Snyder really emphasized that at shoot-around in Philadelphia. To play with a thrust off, misses and makes. They did it last night. Quinn said that's important going forward. Kyrie, step back on the elbow. No good. Gets his own rebound. Fires from the left elbow. No good. Gobert with a high rebound with the right hand, fending Brown off with the left. Brings it up to Rubio coming up the near side. Rubio, wide open three, unguarded, doesn't shoot it. Hands it over to Gobert. Back to Donovan. Donovan to the free throw line. Pull up Jay. Good. Donovan's going to take 35 shots if the other guys don't want to shoot.
I like it.
Probably all right with it as well.
Yeah.
15-11. Jazz on an 13-4 run from the timeout when Jay Crowder checked in. This lineup has been the Jazz best. Horford swings top to Tatum. Tatum penetrates to the elbow. Cut off by Gobert. Back out to Brown. Brown, who's never reluctant to shoot, fires this one and hits.
Yeah. See, this is what I mean, David, when I talk about when the clock is running down. You got 3 seconds on the clock.
Rubio to the basket. Layup good for Ricky Rubio. Sorry, Ron, what were you going to say?
Well, you got 3 seconds on the clock. You get up and defend. You play him for the jump shot, not the drive. I thought Jay Crowder was too far away.
Kyrie penetrates out to Horford, fakes a pass, swings left side to Brown. Brown will take another one. Brown will miss. Rebound to Jay Crowder. Jaylen Brown might be the guy you want to make his first two. Rubio penetrates, lobs to Gobert, and he gets fouled on the head by Marcus Smart. Jaylen Brown, if he makes his first two, he might take eight more, and that will make you happy if you're the opponent. Kyrie, oh, I got it. Our engineer just handed me a note that Kyrie borrowed his shoes from the Jazz, and in this day and age where they no longer have the restrictions on what color shoes the players can wear, it does look as though Kyrie's shoes should be on the Jazz uniform tonight more than the Celtics. That is accurate. Here's Dante Exum. He was really good last night. He gives to Gobert, hands back to Dante. Dante probing, guarded by Marcus Smart. Dante has struggled against Smart all the way throughout his career, all the way back to U18s, and he gets stripped here for a turnover. Fast break the other way. Morris in the game. Loses the ball underneath. Crowder rips it away from his, and then outlets to Dante. Dante at the rim, caught too far underneath, but he's able to lay it up and in. 19-14 Jazz. Marcus Smart and Dante Exum played U18s together, U.S. versus Australia. Dante was the star of Australia. Marcus Smart, remember, was that bulldog. He came out, just got into Dante early. Dante ended up spraining an ankle 8 minutes into that game after a few turnovers and never returned.
Well, Marcus Smart really strips the basketball low.
Crowder, three ball, no. Rebound, Smart. Fouled by Gobert on the rebound. That's going to be Rudy's second foul.
Yeah, Rudy put the hip into him. Probably a...
Rudy's been in foul trouble an awful lot recently. Oh, no, wait, that's going to be Rudy's first. I had him with a foul earlier. They must have called it on Joe Ingles, so that's good news. Only the first on Rudy. Timeout on the floor. 19-14 Utah on the Jazz Radio Network.
Look out.
He's incredible.
Big T is entering the booth.
And now,
get ready.
Thurl Bailey joins Lock and Boo on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
19-14, Utah has the lead here with 3:20 left. Time now for your injury update brought to you by University of Utah Health. University of Utah Health, treating Utahns like Utahs treat each other. And the story tonight, Raul Neto is healthy but not active for the Jazz. He's not had a chance to shoot around or practice with the team yet, so they have not activated him.
Well, David, according to this stat sheet, the Jazz still only have one foul, and they did not give...
Well, that stat sheet is wrong. There are two fouls. Marcus Smart working in on Crowder. Left-hand hook and a foul. And Jazz have three fouls. And actually working on AB. Marcus Smart just bogarted him to the basket. Thurl Bailey joins us now from the AT&T Sports Desk back in Salt Lake City. Big T, what are you seeing?
Oh, just a great collective effort from the Jazz on both ends of the court. In particular, I think on the offensive end where they got the new age blender going. Not the old school one Boone used to use. Know, to make those smoothies by hand.
It still works. Just put a little oil in them, baby. It still works.
Yeah, but the ones that the new ones, the Vitamixes, are way better. Lob inside the favors from Dante. Smart comes from behind, knocks it away. Marcus Smart, one of the worst offensive players in the NBA, but his defense is so good that Celtics believe he's still an asset, but truly one of the worst shooters in the league. Daniel Theis is in the game for the first time. He came back from an injury since the Jazz played the Celtics in Salt Lake City. And an off-ball foul on the Jazz. That's on Ingles. So Joe's got two. Rudy's got one. And Alec Burks has got one. Royce O'Neal will check in for Joe. Joe really torched Gordon Hayward and the Celtics in the last matchup when the Jazz got the win. Here it's 19-17. Two of the deeper teams in the league. Theis bounces to Smart left side, guarded by AB on a tight curls Rozier. He throws a bounce pass off the foot of the Jazz. Interesting thing on this unit, the Celtics turn it, generally have built this lineup so that Jason Tatum can go to work. That's interesting to see how his skills develop. He's been able to play off of players predominantly, but not necessarily as the go-to guy. Marcus Morris is the other side of this story as he gets hit in the eye right now by Crowder on a swing through, and Marcus Smart has been brilliant this year for the Celtics, having just an out-of-body experience in how he's played. Career highs across the board, shooting percentage. Oh, Marcus Morris, excuse me, not Marcus Smart. And Morris will go to the line. His effective field goal percentage is 61% this year. It was 49%, 1917.
I'll tell you, he's shooting the lights out from the three-point line. I didn't think he had the game that he has shooting the ball. I thought he was more of a mid-range guy. Did not realize he was a pretty good three-point.
Didn't think that?
Why is that?
Because until this 15-game run, he wasn't.
Well, at 48%, I don't know how long that's been going on.
Yeah, so that's why. Here's Dante. Left-hand dribble exploding to the basket. Through the traffic, lays it up and in. Beautiful drive by Dante Exum, 21-18. Big T, I got a comment for you coming up that's going to stun you a little bit.
It's not a bad stat, but I'm in, is it?
All right. Theis on the left side. Out to Rozier. He's firing and he's missing. Has been shooting below 40%. Offensive rebound to Morris for three. He misses. A rarity. Favors high up to clear the board. Dante running the front court. Navy blue tights on the far left side of the court. Driving with the right hand. Swirls it back to AB. Rotates to O'Neal. And he travels. Royce had a lot of airspace there. Dante Exum last night, Thurl Bailey, did not take a three-point shot. I kind of like it.
But his game was solid last night.
All right, he was really good, but maybe it's not a strength. Maybe he just stays away from that for a while. Well, did you hear that, Thurl?
Yeah, I heard it. I don't really understand it, but I heard it.
Well, I mean, I'm such a numbers guy, liking my threes all the time.
Dante's been known to hit that.
AB gets knocked to the ground, but there was a free movement call. And Daniel Tice will go to the line as the Jazz are in the penalty at the 141 mark. Still leading this 21-18. AB's got two fouls now.
You notice the way he pronounces his name? Daniel Tice?
Yes.
Now, you remember a player in the league years ago, Reggie Theus?
Yes.
Spell the same?
Yeah, they don't look like they're related, though.
No, they don't, do they? But they're spelled the same.
They are. It's supposed to be I before E, except after C,
except
right?
Except after C, yes.
Well, and this one is not following the rules. His free throw shooting is as bad as their pronunciation of his name. He missed them both. He's actually a decent free throw shooter. Here's Dante. Right-hand drive, cut off by Tice. Curls it back out. 14 on the shot clock. Gives to Crowder. Resets Dante. He's got a mismatch with Tice. Dante retreats back out through his legs. Now attacks with a right-hand dribble. A lot of contact. Puts off the window and in. That is a play that Dante Exum can learn, and he will be a force. Body contact, stop, go up and over with his long, outstretched 6'6 arms. Kisses it off the window for two. He's got six straight for the Jazz. Terry Rozier drives, kicks to Hayward, who just checked in. He ball fakes, bypasses a jump shot, gives it to Tice. Tice misses. Rebound Favors. Favors outlets to Crowder with a minute to play in the quarter. Crowder working the near side over to AB. AB gives to Crowder. Contested three from the right side, no good. Rebound sliding in to get it is Rozier. It's a very good rebounding guard. The Louisville product jets into the front court through traffic. Jazz very soft in getting back in transition defense. And Rozier lays it up and in. That is just bad transition defense. We have a not good view at anything all night except for that.
Yeah, and you can see Quinn Snyder jumps up off the bench very upset with that transition defense.
You know, Thurl, talking to Quinn, he said he just hopes that this team can get back to being focused on the little things and understanding how small the margin is between winning and losing.
That's a great point. And I think as we watch the Jazz, sometimes, like last night, it wasn't necessarily, if they're going to make mistakes, it's the time, it's the important parts of the game in each quarter that create something for the other team that they need to work, do a better job on.
Free throws no good. Celtics are just 3 of 7 at the line. Jazz are 0 for 2. Here's Dante driving, 2 for 1 opportunity, 34 on the clock. Gives it over to Donovan. He'll take a one dribble pull up, 3 and hit. 26-20, Donovan Mitchell.
He was already going back to the other end of the floor. He knew that was going in. Great rhythm shot.
Little boy with a Brewster 45 shirt cheers for him.
That was totally awesome, wasn't it?
Hayward, left side. Comes off a pick and roll. Gets caught on a jump pass back out top to Rozier. 7 on the clock. He shoots a contested 3. Offensive rebound, Morris. Blocked on the way back up by Favors. Jetted all the way out to Exum on the near side. 5 seconds left. Exum puts the right-hand dribble down. Hands it off to O'Neal. 3-ball. Angle left. Good! And the Jazz lead the Celtics 29-20 at the end of one as Royce O'Neal tickles the twine from the left side. And Utah by 9 after one here in Boston. Thurl Bailey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Step back, left side jumper. Good!
First quarter recap brought to you by America First Credit Union. Get the finest in financial services from Utah's number one credit union. America First.
Dante reaches back out through his legs. Now attacks with a right-hand dribble. A lot of contact. Puts off the window and in. That is a play that Dante Exum can learn, and he will be a force. Jetted all the way out to Exum on the near side. 5 seconds left. Exum puts the right-hand dribble down. Hands it off to O'Neal. 3-ball. Angle left. Good! And the Jazz lead the Celtics 29-20 at the end of one. Jazz, really, we only give you offensive highlights, but the story is the Jazz defense, which had a defensive rating of a 77 in that quarter. And they lead it 29-20. Dante up on Terry Rozier, who's a below-average shooter, working on the right side. Hayward on a tight curl, fades back on the right side and hits. Gordon Hayward with his first two of the night. Hayward has been playing a bit better as of late, though shooting percentages are still low. He had one of his better games in Toronto against Toronto yesterday. Top to Donovan. Works away from the favors pick, bounces the pocket pass to Derek. He goes to the basket, short with a shot, rebound to Baines. I'll set the lineups here for you in a second. We're just underway in the second quarter with the Jazz leading the Celtics by 7. Morris works the left side, guarded by O'Neal. O'Neal strips it from him, then trying to save it, gets it knocked out of bounds, and they call it Jazz ball.
Well, it said Marcus Smart hit the ball.
Marcus Morris,
rather.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have corrected. You know, yeah. I would have known.
Yeah.
Hey, I got right and left backwards all night on this broadcast, by the way, because I can't tell. Because we actually don't have right and left tonight because we're actually behind the basket. Dante drives to the basket, travels, they don't call it, short with a shot, air ball. Outlet to Hayward. Hayward on the run. AB cuts him off. It's actually O'Neal. Up top to Brown, trailing 3. Off the back handle, no good. Long rebound back to Brown. Hayward comes to get it. Where's number 20 for the Celtics? Inside to Brown, spinning, cut off by Favors. Fades back, misses again. Baines goes over the back of Exum, literally, no call. Rebound comes out to Rozier. He fires a 3 and misses. Celtics offense has not been good for 2 years, and that might show you why. Here comes the Jazz on the other way. Driving the basket, AB, to the rack, lays it up and in. Everyone thought it was the injuries last year for the Celtics, but they were never better than 12th in any given month all season long offensively. And so far this year, they are 18th or 23rd in the league. Jazz with a steal, as you heard Ron say. Donovan Mitchell outlets to AB right side. Finds Favors down the lane. Morris fouls him, and then Favors will go to the line with the Jazz leading it 31-22. Part of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Mark Miller Subaru. They want you to love your car buying experience. That's why we've developed Promise Price. Promise Price is truly exceptional customer service. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price at either location or start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. Favors, 5 boards already tonight, Ron. And he misses the free throw. He's 0 for 3 at the line.
Just relax and let it flow. I mean, just follow through. I mean, you get to the point where if you're a poor free throw shooter, you're so tight there at the free throw line, and you just don't let it loose. Just don't follow through now.
63% for the season. He misses his 4th straight. 31-22. Jazz by 9. Rozier to the front court. Rozier 1 for 4 tonight. Swings to the top to Gordon. Hayward out of Butler. Cross-court pass up high to Rozier. He climbs the ladder, catches, goes into the post to Baines. Working Favors with an awkward hook shot that's no good. Rebound to Derek. Royce O'Neal. Dribble handoff to Exum. Exum off of Favors' pick. Left-hand dribble. Throws back to O'Neal. O'Neal gets the blender going inside. Flips to Favors. Rotates Mitchell. Catch and shoot 3. Got it! The Jazz are last in the NBA in catch and shoot, and they've got a few tonight. And they lead the Celtics by 12, 34-22.
That's the type of offense we were talking about, Dave. You got the Celtics defense scrambling.
Jazz are 4 of 10 from 3 tonight. Morris, mid-range jumper, left side, no good. Excuse me, good. Sorry, Royce O'Neal sprained an ankle. That's what I saw there for a second off far side. Morris fading back on the baseline, hit it. Dante, right-hand dribble in the lane, swirls out to the near side. Now has Baines on him out of Washington State, the big burly ponytail wearing Baines. Up top to Donovan. Donovan crosses Jaylen Brown over. Brown goes down. Donovan goes up and hits the 15-footer. 36-24. Somebody better tie their shoes. Donovan having a nice quarter with 9 points. Here's Rozier, cut off by Exum. Jazz defense really keeping the ball in the perimeter well. Hook shot in the post by Baines is good. Celtics trying to get the ball in the paint, and they got to do it in the old school post manner. Jazz pushing off. Makes and misses. AB into the front court. Right side to Donovan. Pick and roll with Favors. Bring Baines to him. They double Donovan. He controlled it calmly. Bounces up top to AB. Goes by Hayward to the basket. Tries to dunk on Baines. Whistle and a foul. I think it's a charge for the crowd reaction.
Yeah, they did. That's going to be the 3rd foul.
AB wanted to do something nasty right there. That's 3 on AB. AB's grabbing that left wrist after that one. He's got that little fracture. Kyrie checks back in. 36-26. Worth marking down Kyrie's return. See if he can change it. Kyrie's going to play with Rozier here. Left side, Hayward. Marked by Donovan. Top to Kyrie with bright yellow shoes and green leggings and a black uniform. He works to the right baseline. Fading and fouled by Royce O'Neal. That's the same foul that O'Neal gets called on every game, Ron. We complain about it every time. But at some point when they're calling it every single time, he needs to adjust. And what it is he plays such contact-based defense that he moves into their shooting window and he gets called for that foul.
Yeah, he steps right in, and sometimes you can't come down. He's underneath you so far.
Kyrie misses the free throw. Wow, this is quite something. The two teams are combined 3 of 12 from the line tonight. Second free throw is no good as well. 3 of 13. Jazz by 10 with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. Celtics played last night here and beat the Raptors. Jazz played a good game with Philadelphia. George Niang driving to the basket. The New Hampshire native, Massachusetts native, drives and misses. Rebound comes off the hands of Favors to Irving. Driving. Irving to the rack. Lays it up and in. Timeout, Quinn Snyder. 36-28. Utah leads it by 8 with 7:42 left in the second on the Jazz Radio Network.
Years of Utah Jazz basketball.
Frank Layden did it all for the Jazz. He was named Coach of the Year, Executive of the Year, and his number one jersey is retired.
Sam Bastone, I'd like to thank him for his faith in me. What I'm going to do is reward him by promising him to bring a world championship team to Utah next year. Of course, it'll be the Celtics, the Lakers.
Frank did a lot for the franchise. He was a great coach, a great player's coach.
I think everybody should have fun.
Everybody loves Frank. I love working for him. He is a brilliant guy.
Frank was a link to the recent Utah Jazz Hall of Famers. You know, he brought in Adrian Dantley. He brought in Jerry Sloan. He was in charge when Stockton and Malone were drafted.
I love my job. I love the kids. I love the game. I love the NBA.
40 years of Jazz basketball. Frank Layden honored tonight on our radio broadcast. 36-28 Jazz lead by 8 here. Gobert in the game. Pass down low. He lost it. Picked up by Hayward. Hayward to the front court. Guarded by George Niang, who grew up in Lawrence, Massachusetts, just about 20 miles from here. Left side to Baines for three. Got it. 36-31. Dante, along with O'Neal, Ingles, Niang, and Gobert. Hayward guarding Niang. Niang holding, hands it off to Gobert. Niang's got a few people who bought suites and a lot of other people here tonight. Gives it up top to O'Neal. George has never played as a pro in Massachusetts. He was inactive last time. Three for O'Neal as the possession never develops. As I didn't tell you about any passes because none happened, and he misses. Top to Rozier. Celtics have got this one down to 5. Jazz led by as many as 12. Here comes Kyrie with a lot of airspace. Fires and hits. How does Kyrie get that much room?
Well, it went underneath the screen, and that's no good.
I cannot imagine there's any scouting report that says to go under a screen on Kyrie. Dante driving. Crowd really getting into it. O'Neal driving. Up at the rim. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Throws out to Niang. Right corner three. No. He's missed 5 straight.
And now the fans are into it.
36-33. Irving leaves it behind for Baines. He bobbles. He picked up by Niang. And a foul behind. I don't know if it'll be clear path or not. I cannot tell at all from here. There's no way we can tell you that from here. We are off the corner of the court, so it changes a little bit of how you call tonight. I'm making up right and left, to be totally honest with you.
Well, the officials are going to review this. They're going to look at it.
9-0 run by the Celtics since Kyrie Irving re-entered. Celtics' mantra recently, by the way, has been brutal first halves, great second halves. That's what they did in their West Coast trip, where they really should have lost all 5 games. They're going to review this. I love this one. And I love him to death. You know this. Sean Grande, Celtics announcer, is one of my all-time favorites.
Yes.
So he's telling me today. He literally says to me today at dinner, and I let it go. He says to me at dinner, he goes, you know, the really interesting thing right now is about the fact that you, that you know, it's all with the East and the West. The bottom East teams are are really terrible. I understand that. But, you know, the top five teams in the East are absolutely as good as the top five teams in the West. Okay, I got it. The Warriors and the Raptors. Except, like, didn't you just, like, last week go East and lose four out of five games and get blasted by Portland, lose to Utah, lost in Denver before you went to, like, Phoenix, and you only beat Phoenix, the worst team in the Western Conference, on, like, a miracle Marcus Morris three to force overtime? It's amazing what a win over Toronto can do to your memory.
He
was dead serious. He's like one of the brightest guys I know. Yeah. It is seriously how the emotions of this league change based on a win over Toronto. They lose to Toronto last night, and the story is that they've lost 5 of 7 with their only wins over Phoenix and Chicago. They beat Toronto last night. The story is that they are the best team in the Eastern Conference, and they have completely come back together. It is incredible in this league how that works. Niang getting the free throws for the breakaway misses. I don't know if it's hard to shoot when your heart's palpitating outside of your jersey.
Yeah, that's true. First time in the Garden.
First time in the Garden. Grew up here all the time and has family here seeing him for the first time. The last time he was here, he was inactive. Jay Crowder checks in for him. Ends a 9-0 run. Jazz with Crowder on the floor were +8 in the first half.
Nice.
Ron, what's the injury?
By Quinn letting
him I think he had to because he was the breakaway foul.
He was the breakaway guy, yeah.
What was the injury report on Alec Burks?
Well, just retaped the wrist, and he's just fine. He will return.
Double-teamed up top to Ingles. Ingles drives. Jump pass out to Donovan. Catch and shoot angle right three is way offline. Rebound comes down to Rozier. Kyrie Irving and Rudy Gobert just got into it a little bit.
Well, it looked like Kyrie turned and said sorry, or like he apologized or something.
Okay. Rozier at the top, marked by Rubio, whose defense has been fabulous tonight. He retreats out, gets a high pick from Baines. They go under. Rubio is able to cover for it. Now Rozier drives, right-hand floater and in. Terry Rozier is a great one-on-one player.
Yeah, he plays with the ball quite a bit.
Does he ever see a teammate? He asks. 37-35, Ingles. Off a Gobert pick, attacking Baines, back pass to Crowder. He gets cut off, hands to Gobert, who's fouled for trying to dunk. Great alertness by Jay Crowder, who is not the most vertically skilled player, so that when he came in and went up, there suddenly was no shooting window for him, as was great help defense on the play by Kyrie Irving, so Crowder slid through and handed it off to Rudy Gobert. Two free throws for Gobert. Jazz are 1 of 6 at the line tonight. Makes it. 11-1 run by the Celtics, hopefully coming to an end here.
And now
11-2.
Starters on the floor except for...
Well, Crowder. How about we phrase it this way for the Jazz? The Jazz most used lineup is on the floor. Lineup actually plays more than the starters.
And for the Celtics?
They have their most used lineup, I believe, on the floor as well. Marcus Smart instead of Gordon Hayward.
Smart gets about 26 minutes a game.
Actually, Morris is in instead of Jaylen Brown. This might be their best five right now. They're really deep. 39-35, Jazz by 4. Here's Smart. Smart working the left side. Flares it out to Horford. Horford for 3. Good.
Horford, again, gets 4 3-point shots a ball game. And they're usually right looking at the basket.
Pass inside to Gobert. Couldn't handle it. Picked up by Kyrie. Kyrie drives by Ingles. Big steps in the lane. Crowder with him. Layup no good. Horford offensive rebound. Kicks back to Morris. Rotates to Smart. Not a good shooter. Crowder gives him room. Top to Horford. Back to Smart. He'll take it this time. Way offline and goes out of bounds on the far side. Smart, a career 28% three-point shooter.
And not that well this year. Trying to look at his numbers here. 26. That's not good at all.
Smart and Dante Exum signed similar contracts in the offseason. Same draft. 4th and 5th picks of that draft. Foul off the ball on a freedom of movement call on the Celtics. 39-38 is the score. Your American First game summary. Jazz fell behind early 7-2, then burst out, ended up leading at 29-20 as they closed on a 10-2 run to close the quarter. Celtics were down 10 when Kyrie Irving came back in. He's now led them back to within 1. Ingles, left-hand drive, through the paint, fakes the pass, drives underhand, ladle it up and in. 41-38, Joe Ingles continues to amaze. He's got 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. 41-38 is the score. Celtics and the Jazz. Second and final meeting of the year. Tatum fading back from the left elbow. It's good. Jason Tatum. He's got six for the Celtics, and it's a one-point game, 41-40 Utah. 3:45 to play here, second quarter. Rubio barking out the signals. Ricky's 1-for-4 shooting tonight. Still holding the dribble. Comes off a Gobert pick to his right. Terminates the dribble. Flares up top to Donovan. Bullets it down low to Gobert. He throws a line drive hook shot from 6 feet. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Tatum. Tatum, who was incredibly clutch last year for the Celtics in his rookie year. Bumping and backing. Stepping back. Long with the shot. Rebound tapped by Crowder on the backside. Over to Ingles. Beautiful job by Jay Crowder on the help rebound there. Joe hands off to Crowder. They give him a little airspace. He wanted to pull the trigger. Didn't. Now he swings it back up top to Donovan. Guarded by Smart. Thought of as one of the best on-ball defenders in the league. At least one of the most physical. They switch Kyrie to a beautiful crossover. Donovan to the rack. Layup good. Donovan Mitchell. And then Donovan got undercut as he landed. Seems to be all right. But Donovan Mitchell just shook the shook master. And Kyrie Irving gave him a little bit of his own medicine. 43-40. Jazz by three. Timeout on the floor on the Jazz Radio Network. Is the score. 2:59 left here in the second quarter. Ron, I have a phrase I love. I call it the rightful order of the basketball universe. So the rightful order of the basketball universe, great Boston Celtic teams. Larry shot first. McHale shot second. Parrish shot third. Dennis Johnson shot fourth. Right? Like you, the Jazz teams. Carl shot first. Hornacek shot second. Stockton shot third. Brian Russell shot fourth. Chris Moore shot fifth. Right? That's the right. And there was no doubt inside the locker room or anything else on what the rightful order of the basketball universe was.
They're totally confused with the Celtics. Dennis Johnson right. was not the fourth.
Who was?
It had to be Parrish or McHale.
Well, I had, no, Bird, who was second?
Bird was first.
I know, I had Bird first, McHale second, Parrish third, Dennis Johnson fourth.
Yeah, Johnson had to be somewhere around second then.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and look at shot attempts.
Donovan misses.
What is the, Donovan misses the free throw, because that's what we're all doing tonight. Both teams are 3 of 9 from the line. What is the Celtics' rightful order of their basketball universe? Kyrie Irving spins in the lane. He's fouled on by Rubio.
First of all, I think that leprechaun needs to be in there somewhere.
Okay, that is fair. And that is the first time you have not sworn before as an adjective before the word leprechaun.
On TV, on radio.
I know, it's wild. Good. I'm glad you didn't. But usually it's that beeping leprechaun whenever you talk about it.
Yeah.
43-40, Marcus Smart driving at the right side, attacking Gobert, hooks it back up right to Donovan. Outlet pass for the Jazz, fast break. Donovan wiggles through Horford to the basket. No, rebound. Crowder got pushed out of the way. It comes to Tatum. Tatum driving to the rack. Layup. No good. Horford dunks it. Horford got up and dunked it, and Royce O'Neal couldn't for the Jazz. Or who was it? Wasn't Royce O'Neal. Must have been Jay Crowder for the Jazz because Royce O'Neal's not on the floor. Sorry, our angle tonight is really tough on some of these. Donovan pops out right side. Guarded by Kyrie. Gives it to Rubio, gives it to Gobert, then hands it back to Donovan. Knocked away by Kyrie. Jazz recollect. Three on the shot clock. They double-team Donovan because of it. He forces up a three, no good. Gobert pushes off to get a rebound. Cross-court to Rubio. Wide open for three on a corner three. Ricky Rubio from the right corner, and the Jazz go up 46-42.
Offensive rebounds. They're long. The Jazz at the end of Celtics shooting long shots and long rebounds tonight.
Dagger three there for the Jazz off the offensive rebound on the new shot clock. Irving penetrates out to Horford for a three. Missed it. 30% this year. 37% for his career. 44 last year. Here's Crowder with the Jazz leading by four. Donovan Mitchell with a sleeve on the left arm with a right hand high dribble. Chest it up top to Rubio. Rubio comes off a Gobert pick. Stops. Cross court pass Ingles. Quick release three. Good. Back-to-back corner threes for the Jazz, who didn't have one for two straight nights, and the Jazz are now 6 of 16 from three.
You were impressed with the shot. I was impressed with the concentration that he had with Kyrie. Ran right past that shooting arm. Never took his eyes off the
basket. I was impressed that he talked trash afterwards.
Did he really?
Here's Tatum, left-hand dribble. Has Ingles on a hip. They switch. Ingles goes out to Horford. Right side Tatum. He's got Gobert at 25 feet. Crosses him over. Ingles comes and doubles. Cross-court pass knocked away. Great defense by the Jazz. Turnover. Here comes Donovan. Loose with the dribble. Chests it to Ingles. Quick release three again. No. Rebound Marcus Smart. Jazz 49. Celtics 42. 38 seconds left here in the second quarter. Kyrie with what a move. Pulls for three. Hits it. Oh, my. He just went behind his back. Ricky Rubio fell to the ground and buried the three. And now Marcus Smart and Joe Ingles are into it. We got technical fouls. And Marcus gives a gentle push away to Ingles. Oh, my. What Kyrie Irving just did was not very nice.
You notice, and I'm just not picking on Mark. Maybe I am. But he's the one that's always
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Marcus Smart's is the problem. And Marcus Smart's not in it. Marcus Morris is. Like, I mean, come on. Yeah. Same thing they're saying about, you know, what those guys are saying behind us. Yeah. You notice Joe Ingles is always into it.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it's only a matter of time before Joe Ingles and Marcus Smart get into something together.
They're going to review this, and this just might be on Marcus Smart because he did push Joe Ingles.
He got into Joe Ingles' chest. Joe had been talking trash for the last two possessions. And shoved off a little bit. Joe shoved back a tiny bit. Hopefully it'll make everybody forget. So Rubio actually tripped over Al Horford. So as I saw the replay, it looked worse. They're going to review it right now. It was interesting. When they got suddenly in between them, nobody separated. The kind of the amoeba of five, of 10 men kind of too close together for everyone's comfort took a little while between each other. Right now, John Goble and the crew are talking about it. Let's see what he decides. They're going to go double technical on Marcus Smart and Joe Ingles, because if we could get our political parties to ever cop out and agree like that, our world would be better. Seriously, could you imagine? Now, I wonder if we could give, would there be a way that we could give, like, the Congress a double technical so that they not ever have to be able to take a stand on anything and then they actually get something done? Oh, that's a double technical legislation right there. We're not taking any blame for it. Neither side takes any blame. We're just actually pushing something forward and getting it done. I like that idea.
They had to get Joe Ingles for talking, maybe, because I didn't see him do anything.
Well, they're going double technical. All right, well, now Smart's got a technical, and Ingles has got a technical, and they got to be smart. We've got 24 minutes, 32 seconds to play. Joe Ingles and Marcus Smart both pick up technicals. 49-45, Jazz by four. This, what it really has done, though, is given the Jazz a chance to maybe set up some sort of a really, really quick two-for-one here. They'd like to shoot this within 2-3 seconds. See if they do. They are not going to do that. Rubio comes up to the front court, guarded by Rozier. Rubio working the top. Off a Crowder pick to the left baseline. Nothing there. Holding. Lobs to Gobert. He tries to jam it with one hand. Horford gave him a hip bump, and that's a foul. That'll be a foul on number one on Horford. Kyrie Irving's got three. Jaylen Brown's got two. Marcus Morris has two. Alec Burks has three for the Jazz in 8 minutes. So Rudy Gobert goes to the line. The two teams tonight are both 3 of 9 from the line, 6 of 18 overall. Rudy's now 3 of 3. So really the beauty of this is that Rudy's 3 of 3 and the rest of the game is 4 of 16 now.
Crowder with two fouls. Joe Ingles with two fouls. We'll check out.
Smart by Quinn. 17.1 seconds left in the quarter. Jazz 50, Celtics 45. Here's Rudy. Missed it. 4 of 11 for the Jazz at the line. 36% tonight. 5-point game. Pass to Horford. Knocked away by Gobert. Rudy defending with 8.4 seconds left at 32 feet. Kyrie with three fouls will check in. Smart by Brad Stevens. Jaylen Brown thinking, I got two fouls, why didn't I check in? Because you're 1 for 6. I don't know if he really was thinking that. 8.4 seconds left. Kyrie inbounds to Horford, immediately comes back to get it. weaves inside the pick and roll, drives to the basket, suffocated at the rim, no good. Rebound O'Neal, half court shot at the horn, no good. Jazz lead by 5, 50-45, a great effort here in the first half by Utah on the defense. That was the signature of last year, has put a clamp down on the Celtics. Utah leads it by 5 at the end of one.
In the third quarter of action here, the Utah Jazz lead the Boston Celtics 50-45.
Here's what's interesting about the Celtics. They are the worst first half offense in the NBA and the sixth best offense in the second half. So they play a very different game in the second half than the first half. We'll see whether the Jazz can match that. The Jazz, unfortunately, have been terrible defensively in third quarters, 29th in the NBA. 50-45, Jazz by 5. Gordon Hayward is taking just one shot. Bounces up top to Horford. He tries to hand it off to Kyrie. Guarded by Rubio, open side of the floor. Kyrie bursts right to the basket, lays it up and in. 50-47, Jazz by 5. Donovan Mitchell has 14 points tonight. Jaylen Brown will start defending him. Top to Rubio. See if the Jazz can play with the same thrust offensively they played with in the first half. Donovan works to the right side. Wiggles into the lane. Shot spiked by Horford and then off the head of Mitchell out of bounds, I think.
It really looked like it went off Donovan.
It does not look like they're going to give it to him. Nope.
Nope, missed him.
5 on the shot clock. Inbound to Gobert. Hands to Rubio. Bounces back to Gobert on a give and go for a slam dunk. What pretty basketball by Ricky Rubio to Rudy Gobert. Throws down a two-hand hammer. 5-point Jazz advantage here in Boston. Jazz won last year here in Boston on a night where Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert were hurt. Here's Hayward for a 3. It's too long. Rebound comes down to Gobert. Outlet to Donovan. Jazz trying to play with a little push off rebounds and makes, actually. Donovan swings up top to Ingles. Back to Donovan, guarded by Brown. Jazz in their gold uniforms, navy blue lettering and numbering. Rubio with a left-hand dribble for a pull-up jumper that hits glass but no rim. And then Horford outlets it by Brown and out of bounds.
That's because Rubio jumped into the passing lane, and that's that automatic pass that I talk about so often, that guys just assume that this is going to be an easy pass. And all of a sudden, Rudy was there. Rubio was there.
Jazz by 5. Both teams have taken 45 shots. Jazz have made one more. Cross-court pass Favors. Corner 3 has been very good recently. Misses this one. Gobert gets the rebound. Gets fouled on the way back up. And Rudy will go to the line. Free throw shooting has been as though we're back in October around Halloween tonight. It's been scary, frightening, and awful. 4 of 11 for the Jazz. 3 of 9 for the Celtics. Rudy's been the bright spot. Makes this one. Rudy's 4 of 5. 10 points for Rudy tonight. He's got 5 rebounds. Rudy's had a double-double in all but one game this year.
Tonight, last night, 12 points. Derek Favors with 13.
And he misses the next one. Well, we won't be doing our WCF insurance efficiency report about free throw shooting on either side tonight. Jazz by 6. Kyrie, mid-range fadeaway jumper, no good. Gobert has his 6th board of the night. Donovan comes up the far side. Donovan went to high school in Brewster, New Hampshire. This is the closest NBA arena. Top to Rubio. Off a lot of contact, takes a tight curl in the lane and scores it. Utah's back up by 8, 55-47.
Now, there's the movement without the ball. I mean, this is the way they can beat the Celtics. They can't beat them playing one-on-one basketball.
Kyrie's got Favors on a mismatch. Favors on an island. Rubio comes in running to him. Jazz now doubling Kyrie. Finds to Horford. Kicks to the corner for a 3 for a player I can't see from our broadcast position. It's no good. Rebound comes down to the Jazz. I'll never know who took that shot, nor will you. Here comes Rubio on a right-hand drive to the basket. Scoops it up and blocked by Horford out of bounds. The official scoreboard says that that shot was... No, it can't be Ingles. He plays for the Jazz.
Brown. I think it was Brown.
Oh, Jaylen Brown. That's all right. Jaylen Brown missed that shot. But our basket, we can only see about 90% of the court from our broadcast site. The right side corner is not something that they've given us as a sight line. Top to Ingles. Joe comes with a left-hand dribble at Al Horford. Bounces to Donovan. Donovan works the baseline. Flares back to Joe. 6 on the shot clock. Catch and shoot. No good. Rebound comes out to Kyrie. Jazz catch and shoot game has been off for a little bit. Pass down low to Horford. Kicks it up to Tatum. Tatum's been on fire the last three games. He drives, bounces to Brown. Brown's going to up badly. So badly it ricochets out to Hayward, but the shot clock doesn't reset. Shot is good by Horford. Rudy Gobert, though, is stopped and is grabbing his nose because Jaylen Brown fended off and hit Rudy in the face. I think his contact may have come out as well.
And Rudy's walking down the floor. I mean, he really led with his left arm.
Jaylen Brown thought he was going to be on the highlight reel. He was not. Jazz are on a 14-6 run, 55-49 here at the half, in the second half on the Jazz Radio Network.
It's your Utah Jazz Player Spotlight.
Now he swings it back up top to Donovan, guarded by Smart, thought of as one of the best on-ball defenders in the league, at least one of the most physical. They switch Kyrie to a beautiful crossover. Donovan to the rack, layup good. Donovan Mitchell, and then Donovan got undercut as he landed. Seems to be all right, but Donovan Mitchell just shook the shook master. Donovan Mitchell, our player spotlight tonight, brought to you by WCF Insurance. Donovan driving here, puts up a floater, no good. Gobert tries to save it, but can't get to it. WCF Insurance, be careful out there. Donovan Mitchell also made a kid's night before the night started. Ron, you actually made it happen. You saw a little, what did you see? Before the game, you saw what?
It wasn't like I said, I was talking to the father and the son was really dressed Celtics head and toe. Socks, shoes, shorts, shirt, hat, I mean, wristbands, everything. And I made a comment, and the dad says, take your shirt off, show him what's underneath that shirt.
Favors with a great steal. Jazz with a fast break. Ingles to the rack. Ooh. Leaves it behind for Derek, who created the whole thing. And he'll take all the eggs and all the bacon at the rim.
Yeah. So the kid takes his jersey off, and he has a Donovan Mitchell Brewster shirt on with Mitchell on the back and 45 as his number. It was totally awesome.
Hayward, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Rubio. Rubio jets out to the front court. Jazz on the run again. Rubio sweeps in the lane, kicked out to Ingles. Trailing is Donovan. Catch and shoot three. Pow! Utah leads the Boston Celtics by 11 at the Garden.
Donovan did a great job of bringing the kid out on the floor, got him to retrieve free throws.
Horford misses the three. Loose ball rebound. Tatum rips it away from Ingles. Jazz on a 10-4 run. Tatum drives the baseline, comes back up underneath and scores. You mentioned the story to Cedric Maxwell on our Utah Jazz Facebook Live. Maxwell went and found the kid.
Yeah.
Rubio penetrating, left hand, tripped up, falls to the ground, scoops it over to Donovan. Rubio wondering how he ended up on the ground, no whistle. Donovan, step back three, left side, heat check, hot. Donovan Mitchell's got 20. And a little boy with a Brewster Academy shirt that's now signed by Donovan Mitchell's cheering in the crowd.
4 threes for Donovan tonight.
Kyrie, half-court set, and a whistle, and they call Rubio on the foul. Rubio's going to be so mad.
Yeah, after ending up on the floor on the other end.
Seriously.
And then he gets a touch foul.
Rubio's going to be so mad. So then Cedric brings him out on the floor, and then the kid's standing on the floor watching, wearing his Brewster shirt. I said that.
Looking for this kid. I just can't find him because there's so many people there, and he ends up finding him for me.
So he finds him, brings him down. Then, of course, Donovan. So Donovan sees the kid, walks over, says, hey, stick around. I'm doing my workout. I'll sign your jersey. But in the meantime, come rebound for me. Donovan brings him out on the floor, has him rebound for him. Marcus Smart driving as Hayward's out of the game. Sweeping underneath, puts up a little shot and scores it. Just powered himself into the lane. 63-53. Hayward and Horford are out. Smart and Baines are in. Rubio, left-hand drive, attacking, and a whistle and a foul. And now I think Rubio got one back there. So Donovan lets the kid come out, and then afterward, of course, Donovan signs it, and then NBA is here. So then it went out on the NBA and is now viral, and the kid is famous. Donovan palming with his left hand with 20 points in the meter running. Explodes to his left off a Gobert pick, finds Rudy on the roll. Rudy settles himself and dunks. Another $50 to the Utah Food Bank, courtesy of Ford. Ford, go further. Jazz by 12. That's a beautiful play by Quinn Snyder right there. Kyrie Irving weaving under the pick and roll. Sees Gobert. Doesn't like his chances. Flares it out to Tatum. Tatum wants to go one-on-one on Ingles. Sees Gobert able to finish over him because his arms extend to the moon. 65-55. 15-10 here in the third quarter for the Jazz. They lead by 10. Jay Crowder in the ballgame. Rubio really has been active and penetrating here in the quarter. Flips it back up top to Donovan, guarded by Kyrie. 5 on the clock. Donovan, step back, high arcing three. Nobody is fouled by Kyrie.
Kyrie turns and walks away as though you're going to call that.
Or he's mad at himself. I can't tell which.
And that's 4 fouls.
Well, that's 4 and foul. Let's watch the replay. We couldn't see it from where we're sitting. Step back, Kyrie. Ooh, Donovan flopped. Oh, no. Yeah, Donovan flopped. I'm holding the Donovan.
Just a little contact.
Cedric, you're getting killed on that call. Long time running joke between Cedric Maxwell sits behind us because we were playing here. Kane Fitzgerald was doing us in. And I was like, we keep getting it. I don't know what I said.
Yes, Donovan
and Donovan Mitchell makes the first two. I'm just trying to not talk about free throws while we're shooting them, Ron. That's my new theory. And so Cedric has forever made fun of me about the fact that I said that. And I will tune in and listen to their broadcast all the time. And Cedric will mimic me not knowing I'm listening. He might do this every night. So I just turned back to Cedric and said, Sean Grande, their play-by-play announcer, just said to me, how many times are we going to get screwed tonight? Which is what I said. Donovan makes the free throws. Up by 13 is Utah. They got screwed on that one. Tatum driving, sees Gobert, has to go up and under, misses. Nice follow by Kyrie Irving. Great hustle by a 4-time All-Star right there.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by rebounding guards. He's one of them. And
Rubio working left side. Kyrie just picked up a foul. That's Kyrie's 5th. Wow. Kyrie Irving just got his 5th foul with 5:12 left. Terry Rozier pops off the bench and thinks to himself, this is going to be like Utah. I can take 17 shots again. I'm not sure on that call either. That call, Rubio's going left. Kyrie's running by. I think Rubio put on a good acting job there. Rubio flashes to the elbow. Shot good. Beautiful find. Utah's up 13 in Boston with 5 minutes left here in the third. Terry Rozier, who last year as a starter got a lot of time, then has dropped his shots, had 22 against Utah when Kyrie wasn't there.
Now, here's that foul I get upset about. Baines is really banging Rudy Gobert, trying to back him in, and Rudy fights back, and he gets the foul. That foul really just bothers me.
And we got another foul here on this one on Joe Ingles.
Utah foul is on number 2, Joe Ingles. That's his third.
70 to 57. A lot of interplay going on here between us and the Celtics announcers. It's the fun inside story of the NBA. Or we should be really boring and very professional and not do such things, but that would make this a really boring gig.
Well, we have fun with those guys. Those,
they're the best. Yeah, I've said it numerous times. Sean and Cedric call the best game in the league. They're the best tandem. No offense to me and Ron. We just don't vote for ourselves. 70 to 57. Mid-block left Tatum. Bumping and backing Royce O'Neal, then fades back with a Dirk, but it's an air ball. Smart gets the rebound. Crowder knocks it off him out of bounds. No, he doesn't. Crowder just knocks it out of bounds.
And there's that call again. You see how Tatum bumps, and then fades away.
Tatum has been mid-range heavy to start the year. He's gone away from that a little bit as of late. Inbound to Morris. Corner 3, no. Offensive rebound, Baines. Ball knocked away. Rubio has it. Smart's on his side.
Watch
Rubio
out.
Swipes underneath him, or slides underneath him, and Smart swipes down on him. And a foul. This is a call that happened last night that I didn't understand. Is there a point where you're so close to the basket that it's no longer a breakaway? At which point, if this is a clear path foul, Marcus Smart was completely behind him when he swiped across him. So I would think this is, but last night I was wrong on this, and they're reviewing it. We didn't have the announcers talking in our ear at that point to hear what their call were. They've set up this nice system where when they talk back to Sakakis, we actually have an idea of what they're talking about. This review is brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, reviewing injury cases, helping people in Utah for over 30 years. Rubio came out of the traffic, got ahead of Marcus Smart. Marcus reached around his backside and swiped him with a left hand. And that's got to be clear path, because by definition, to get him with the left hand, Rubio had to have moved in front of him for him to swipe around him and get him. And I think it is a clear path. That's a big one, by the way. Up 13 with 4:33 left. You can go get two free throws here, take it to 15, and you got the ball. Like, you're...
It'll be a four-point swing.
Yeah, this is a big swing.
Or a five-point swing.
So it's a clear path. Oh, that bell right there is the 30-point bell. I mean, somebody in the NBA has dropped 30 points already tonight. Who could it be? We only have one final in. That is the Clippers 127, Brooklyn 119. So that's a decent chance of being that 30-point bell. While Rubio's shooting the two free throws, let's find out. It's brought to you by Larry H. Miller, Lexus, Furman, Lexus of Linden. Inviting test drive luxurious Lexus automobile today. Who rang the 30-point bell?
Just Tony Parker to Kemba. Three ball in the air by Walker for the lead. It's good. Kemba Walker puts him in front with 2 minutes to go in the third. Walker with 39.
Oh, my. Kemba Walker with 39 with 2 minutes left in the third. 76ers Tom McGinnis is in awe of that.
Could be a 50-point night, huh?
Kemba's got it rolling in that one. And that is your 30-point bell. Both free throws by Rubio? No. Only one of the two, because it's Jazz free throw shooting right now. 9 of 17 now, 9 of 18 on the night. Crowder rolling to the basket. Baines and Crowder get tied up. We got a jump ball. Jay Crowder might be the only man in the world strong enough to rip the ball out of the hands of Aaron Baines.
Aaron Baines
truly looks like he should be in the WWE.
Or tight end.
He's too tall for a tight end. Who do you think he is?
No,
Harold Carmichael?
Perfect tight end. You kidding?
Like a 6'10 tight end?
Defensive tight end? Come on.
Oh, defensive end?
Yeah, defensive end.
Wow, man. Actually, how about just, and Baines wins the jump ball as it's about to go out of bounds. It's saved by Smart. AB is back in the game for the Jazz with Crowder, O'Neal, Rubio, and Gobert. Smart going coast to coast. Gobert eradicates it. Here come the Jazz on the fast break. AB right side to Crowder in the corner. Resets AB. Rotates to O'Neal at the top. Left side to Rubio. Off a Gobert pick. Rubio's having a brilliant quarter. Step back three. Rattles around and out. Gobert gets the rebound, then a little soft with it, gets it knocked away, and then O'Neal steps in front of Tatum and cuts him off and fouls him. Rudy was playing tap-tap with it and then got a little bit soft with it there. Didn't come down with it with two hands to control it. But what a block by Rudy on the other side as Marcus Smart tried to attack the defensive player of the year. Dante Exum comes in for Rubio, now has 10 points, went 4 of 8 in the quarter, was incredibly aggressive. Jazz lead it, 71-57, 3:55. Hayward comes back in. Boston really changing up their rotations here. Marcus Morris, straight down the barrel, three, no good. Rebound tapped around. Baines moves a few Jazz players. Then O'Neal trying to control it. He's soft with it, and Marcus Morris knocks it out of his hands. Royce tried to dribble out of traffic with it instead of grabbing it and getting a hold of it.
And Rudy's letting Baines push him around here a little bit. Rudy, we mentioned so many times, Rudy plays straight up. Baines is too strong.
Baines a big man.
For Rudy to play that way.
Inbound in the corner. It's Rozier firing the three and missing. Long rebound to Crowder. Little interesting note for you. Most corner three rebounds do go long. That data is now available. Here's Crowder. He's going to take a three. Left side. It's going to go off the rim. No good. Rebound to Morris. Jazz by 14. 3:26 left here in the third. Big stretch. Jazz with Exum, Burks, O'Neal, Crowder, and Gobert. Someone's got to score for him. Rozier driving at Exum. Gets cut off. Now he tries again, and a foul on Exum. Dante cut him off the first time. Rozier came back, went at him again, and Dante took his right hand and stuck it out just almost instinctually. Now Rozier goes to the line. Celtics don't have anybody who can really score on the floor for them right now either, in the sense that Gordon Hayward's not right. When Hayward is right, this is the group that he goes and scores with. But Gordon tonight, playing on a back end of a back-to-back, after playing 38 minutes last night, is 1-for-3. Celtics are 4 of 22 from 3 tonight. Celtics lead the league in catch-and-shoot points, and they don't have that happening tonight. First free throw from Rozier, no good.
See if Baines is able to push Derek Favors underneath the basket from the free throw line.
Second one, no good. Long rebound to Dante. He just runs to the front court, and Terry Rozier body checks him into the crowd.
That's how you get hurt sometimes.
And that'll be free throws. All right, what should we talk about during these free throws so that we don't, because we're not paying attention to free throws tonight?
Well, we were one for
one for two last time.
And we didn't talk about Donovan's free throw. So since we've stopped talking about our guys at the free throw line, we're four for five.
This is the Andre Jordan type thing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about something. What do you think of, well, should we talk about Markelle Fultz's free throws? Dante just missed. See, we didn't decide fast enough. That's our fault, Ron.
Yeah.
We've got to stop talking about something other than free throws really quickly. Oh, next time I've got it. We'll talk about this great promotion the Celtics do when we go to the next line next time.
Gotcha.
And then I'll talk to you about a new favorite characteristic I have of arenas. Anything to talk about other than our free throw shooting. Dante splits them. 72-57, Jazz by 15. Jazz are 10 of 20 from the line tonight. Right corner three from someone. It's no good. Rebounds tapped around. Baines with another offensive rebound. Goes up over Favors. Airball O'Neal rebounds. Burks on the left side. Burks driving, penetrating, tries to go up reverse side. It's not there. Kicks to Dante. Left-hand attack dribble. Kick back to O'Neal. O'Neal to the rack. He swirls out to Burks. Catch and shoot three right side. No good. And Terry Rozier rebounds. AB has gone cold.
But that's the offense.
That's great offense is what that is. That's why it was a bummer it didn't go. AB struggling a bit. Seven of his last 24 coming in. Hayward driving. Can't get up, so he has to kick to Smart. Top to Rozier for three. No. Rebound. Baines battling with Favors and Crowder. Loose ball. Exum has it. Great work by Derek Favors. Here comes Dante. Underhand scoop to AB. Ball fakes a three on the exact same shot he missed a moment ago. Throws away the pass instead. It's a bad sequence. Here's Hayward to the rim. Cannot jump. Holy smokes. Hayward to the basket. Then he steps. Has to come to a complete stop and lays it up and in. Wow, that was, for a guy who's watched every play of Gordon Hayward until this year, that was unnerving. 72-59, Exum driving, lost it to Favors. Favors hacked by Baines. He'll get two free throws.
This game is getting real physical.
Well, you bet.
We'll see what the fourth quarter's like.
72-59, we got a minute 52 left of the fourth. I have got to tell you what, Ron, we've watched every play of Gordon Hayward. I've never seen that ever.
Yeah.
That was a really stark moment right there.
That he's not really trusting that leg yet.
72-59, Jazz by 13. 1:52 left in the third on the Jazz Radio Network.
Look out.
He's incredible.
Big T is entering the booth.
And now.
Get ready.
Thurl Bailey joins Lock and Boo on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
72-59, Jazz by 13 with 1:52 left. With Kyrie Irving out with five fouls, they have Gordon Hayward and Terry Rozier handling the ball. And the Celtics are down 13. Utah leads at 72-59. Derek Favors in line for two. We welcome our friend Thurl Bailey in the broadcast. Big T, what are you seeing so far?
Well, I see the ability of the Jazz to be able to keep make guys for the Celtics a non-factor, guys like Al Horford. Guys like Morris and Smart and Rozier. And those guys have really been non-factors, especially on the offensive end. They haven't done a good job defensively and just staying aggressive, getting Kyrie that fifth foul and doing a great job of getting that blender going, that new age blender going.
Favors makes both free throws. We have a new rule. We do not talk about the free throws while they're shooting them. We tell stories or we do something else. That way, hopefully, they'll get out of this shooting slump. 12 of 22 now at the line. 74-59, Jazz by 15. Hayward cross-court pass to Morris is not a good one. Morris has to go back and get it. Flares it back to Gordon. Gordon lined up Jay Crowder. Hesitates, now drives to the left hand. Ball fake, dives into Crowder, draws the foul and finishes. That's good. That's all Gordon can do right now because he can't get up. So Gordon's going to dive into you, draw fouls. He just has no ability to get up off the ground off that leg like he once did.
No, that was a good move, though.
That was a really good move, and that shows you the smarts of his game that he's able to adjust. Makes the free throw. He's back up to 80%. He was only at 69 when we saw him earlier. 12-point game. Kyrie Irving on the bench with five fouls. Exum on the floor with Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Jay Crowder, and Derek Favors. Dante drives, kicks back to the elbow to Favors, hands back to Don. Mitchell swings to O'Neal. He drives at Hayward, curls back out the near side. Five on the shot clock. Crowder gives it to Donovan. Four on the clock. Gets a switch from Morris. Takes a deep, deep three. Rattles it around. No good. Rebound Hayward. Jazz need to be careful here in the final minute five to not let this one get much closer than it is. On the road, it's never easy to close one out, particularly against a good team. Hayward, same play. Goes to the basket. Throws it up top to Rozier instead of trying to finish. Driving Rozier. Kicks out to Hayward. Catch and shoot three. Right side. No. Donovan rebounds. 48 seconds left. Outlet to Exum, 2-for-1 opportunity if the Jazz slow it back a little bit. Dante comes off of Favors' pick, goes to the basket. Baines cuts him off, flares back to O'Neal, sets up Donovan. Donovan, low dribble, through his legs, retreats back out. Needs to get this shot off, and they're going to go 2-for-1. Now attacks on Morris, into the bank, kick out. Dante, right corner three, wide open, bang! Utah by 15. Huge sequence right there. 20 seconds left in the quarter, shot clock at 18. Rozier working on Dante, who's been terrific tonight, so has Rubio. Head fakes, gives up top to Morris. Dante switched over to him. Morris drives. Dante stays with him. Dante knocked it away. Ball ricochets to Brown in the corner. 5 on the shot clock. Brown working O'Neal. Comes around left-hand dribble. Cut off by Dante. Kick out to Rozier as the shot clock sounds. He misses. Tip up by Baines. No, and the quarter ends with Utah leading by 15. What a defensive possession by Dante Exum. What rebound work by Derek Favors. Thurl Bailey, give me your thoughts.
Well, I like the fact that Dante knocked that three down. But I love what the Jazz are doing. It's all about consistency with them right now. It's about just flipping the table, playing consistent defense, and getting good shots on the other end.
Big T, we appreciate it. Talk to you soon, my friend.
All right.
That's Thurl Bailey, Jazz by 15 here in Boston on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah Jazz having a brilliant defensive game tonight, a pretty solid offensive game. And lead the Boston Celtics by the score of 77-62. A 15-point lead heading to the fourth. Celtics cut it to 6. Jazz close on a... That doesn't add up right. 77-62. Lob to the rim. Derek Favors with a flush. Right out of the timeout, Quinn Snyder got one on the Celtics, and the Utah Jazz are up 17 in a hush garden.
Really caught Horford in no man's land there.
Driving, stopping, is Olajay in for the first time. Back out to Horford for a three, misses it. Rebound tapped and controlled by the Jazz. Celtics are 4 of 27 from three tonight. Donovan working on the left side. Fades back to the baseline.
And a mismatch.
Has Horford on him. Celtics are playing an illegal defense. Somebody's unguarded. Dante's unguarded in the corner. Dante throws it, or Donovan got flustered by it and throws up an air ball.
Yeah, Royce O'Neal tried to create some space by getting to the corner on the left side, and I think Donovan wanted to take Horford off the dribble going to his left, so he kind of...
Well, the Celtics went and put Jaylen Brown on the side where he wanted to drive, and it kind of confused him. Here's Hayward. Gordon is only taking 6 shots tonight. He's 3 of 6. Foul on Donovan at the top. George Niang will check in for Jay Crowder. Crowder plus 14 tonight. Kyrie Irving has 5 fouls. He's not in the game yet. Hayward playing the point guard for all intents and purposes. He's been very good distributing recently. Drives to the left hand, jump stops in the lane, attacks Favors. That's a crab dribble and a travel on Gordon Hayward. Kyrie's in the game?
Yeah.
He is in the game. Sorry, he was hiding behind the basketball standard in the right side.
Down in that corner
there. Where I can't see.
Can't see.
I love this broadcast site. It makes me happy. The last two nights are like the broadcaster version of Job. Well, it's not that bad, but it's the the NBA life's pretty good, so the only thing you do to us that's bad is Philly and Boston. Lob to Favors again and another dunk.
Horford gets the beat again.
And Brad Stevens takes a timeout, and Utah is up 19, 81-62 on the Celtics with 10:43 left in the fourth on the Jazz Radio Network. The Utah Jazz lead the Boston Celtics 81-62 with 10:43 in the fourth.
I need to correct myself. After watching the replay there, it's Jaylen Brown that's not doing what he's supposed to do on the backside of that pick and roll. Horford is doing what he needs to do. I mean, he's picking.
All right, so walk me through the whole play. What's going on?
Well, the pick and roll obviously is involving Horford because Horford's defending Derek Favors. So doing Derek Favors' roles, then Jaylen Brown on the weak side is not covering. He's staying too attached to his man on the weak side.
Interesting. Ron Boone with good analysis. Kyrie Irving has changed his shoes. Jaylen Brown driving to the basket. O'Neal right with him. Brown short with the shot. Rebound Jazz. Jazz lead by 19. Here's Dante. Jazz have gotten great point guard play tonight. O'Neal Top to Favors. Hands back to O'Neal. O'Neal retreats back out, guarded by Horford. He's going to take him. He's a very vertical driver. Instead, he hands it to Donovan. Three ball. No good. Great play, though. Love that.
Yeah, he gave the impression he was going to really drive real hard to the basket, and Donovan came over with a dribble handoff.
Donovan has 23 points and 5 assists tonight. Right side three coming from the corner. No. Rebound comes down to Exum.
Whoa. Good move.
Donovan driving at Kyrie. Runs into Horford, loses the dribble, turnover in the open court, 9:49 to play, and O'Neal commits a foul to stop Al Horford's fast break.
O'Neal
just got the finger jam. Boy, these guys' fingers look like offensive linemen's fingers sometimes.
I'll tell you, if you don't ever get a spring in that finger, or when you're playing basketball, then you're not reaching.
It's like the rule: if you can walk. Kyrie driving at Gobert, at Favors, able to finish it over the top. Beautiful move by Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's going to try to put it on. He's got 5 fouls. He's only played 26 minutes.
Yeah, just keep
81-64.
Moving.
Keep moving the ball. The Jazz need to score a little bit. Dante in the corner. So possession's very stagnant. Top to O'Neal. Horford guarding again. He drives this time. Spins. Forgot the basketball. Turnover. Ogilvy, fast break, Hayward to the rim, slam dunk, blocked by Mitchell! Donovan Mitchell came from behind and blocked Gordon Hayward! Here come the Jazz the other way. Alley-oop to Favors, and nobody will block that! Donovan Mitchell chased down Gordon Hayward! In more ways than one!
Right, and Kyrie Irving's going to go through the free throw line. He goes through Dante, and then he gets to Derek Favors. Boy. And Derek picks up his first foul.
83-64, that will be the play of the night if the Jazz hold on, and maybe even if they don't. Holy smokes. As David clicks over to check Twitter, I think Twitter just exploded. Oh, wow, was that something else.
And Gordon being replaced.
And Gordon will check out and see if he can find.
Okay.
Kyrie makes the free throws, 83-66. 9 minutes to play. Jazz lead it by 17. Donovan working the right side. They're gone deep into their bench. Here's Niang driving, cross-court pass. Exum, catch and shoot three, no. Rebound comes down, and in the ballgame for the first time is Wanamaker. Wanamaker gives it off to Kyrie, and a foul on Donovan. All right, so Brad Stevens, with his team that went to overtime last night against Toronto, has just decided that his club's dead and has absolutely cleared the bench. Ubaselli, Wanamaker, Olajay, and Tice are out on the floor with Kyrie Irving. So 4 energy bugs and let Kyrie shoot every possession. It's a pretty good play. Tice on the roll to the basket. He will lay it up and in. 83-68, 15-point lead. Their skill level's not the same. Their energy will be higher. Their interest in proving a point will be very high. Can the Jazz execute through it? They won't have had the game plan preparation. Here's Donovan. Cross-court pass right to Ubaselli. Fast break. Kyrie back to Ubaselli at the rim. Layup no good. Loose ball rebound. Olajay out hustling for it. Lays it up and in. Timeout Quinn Snyder. All right, Brad Stevens got exactly what he wanted. He got an energy burst and a quick little run. Now the Jazz, who played last night, have got to find out what they have in the tank. 8 minutes to play. Energy burst, 8-2 run by the Celtics. Timeout on the floor on the Jazz Radio Network.
It's NBA Now on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
1:20 to go. Kemba Walker with the basketball. He's going to bring it into the half court. Jimmy Butler, one of the best defenders in the NBA, has not had an answer for Kemba tonight. Butler on him now. Kemba blows by Embiid. Hangs in the air. Lays it in. Off the glass. He's got 53. What a finish into the body of Joel Embiid. Kemba. Step back three. Banks it in. He banked it in. Kemba's got a career high, a franchise record 56 tonight.
Wow, Kemba Walker on our NBA Now. Unbelievable. All right, Jazz with it. Rudy Gobert at 30 feet, and he's fouled. Celtics stay with the same lineup. 7:49 left here in the fourth quarter. And they've gone to Kyrie Irving, their leading scorer, four-time All-Star, 22 points a game, with their 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th guy. Ubaselli, Wanamaker, Olajay, and Tice. Jazz have their most used lineup on the floor with Alec Burks in for Donovan. And Rubio to the basket, lobbing, and Olajay gets in the way of Gobert. Ron, my thought is on this. They have all the energy in the world. They're going to play harder than we are right now. There's just no way you can handle that, right? They're elite athletes. They haven't played. But they haven't prepared for the Jazz. So if the Jazz can execute, they should be able to execute over their energy. Ingles right side. Top to Rubio. 7 on the shot clock. Jazz lead by 13. Pick and roll. Rubio penetrates. Loose with the dribble. Swirls it back up top. AB straight down the barrel 3. Swirls out. Gobert battling for the rebound. Grabs it high above all others. Kicks back to Ingles. Joe drives by Ubaselli. Kicks to Crowder. Another 3. No. Jazz have suddenly gone cold from 3. They're 9 of 32. Give me an update on what they are most recently. They're going to go to Kyrie every play. Wanamaker up top to Kyrie. Somehow the Jazz aren't guarding Kyrie. Over to Wanamaker. Misses the 3. Gobert rebounds. Jazz are 3 of 14 from 3 in the second half. 83-70, 6:48 to play. Rubio works the right side. Tice switches on him. Rubio attacks Tice. Gets cut off. Flares it out to Crowder. Back to Rubio. 5 on the clock. Ball fakes and draws a foul. Throws it up to the rim. That's a pretty astute play on a dead play right there.
I don't like what I'm seeing either, because now the Jazz are, when they should be, just put them in the blender, whatever, like they... I mean, don't change a thing, because right. You got guys that
run,
don't normally
Joe Ingles
play.
Off the curl.
Absolutely.
Do all those things.
Just continue to do those things and get those same shots instead of putting yourself in a short clock with one-on-one play.
Rubio getting 3 free throws here. They're going to check and review it. Kemba Walker tonight has 58 points on 10 of 29 shooting, and they're going to overtime between Philadelphia and Charlotte.
This could be a 65-point night.
I mean, remember when Kemba had us in overtime in Charlotte and went bananas on us? 3 free throws for Rubio, who was a 90% free throw shooter until last night. So, Ron, there's things I really love about arenas, and one of my favorite things are arenas that are attached to public transportation systems. So this public transportation, like here, because what happens is in Brooklyn and New York and here, is what the train comes in, and then a flood of people bring energy into the building. I was walking up top, and that happened. And I love those arenas that are connected into public transportation because you get that energy.
Okay, so you have New York and Boston and New Jersey and San Francisco.
San Francisco's got BART.
Atlanta.
Yeah. All right, he made all 3 free throws. Okay, back to the game. 86-70, Jazz by 16. Olajay. Ubaselli powering through Crowder and draws the foul on Crowder.
It's a big guy.
Not a lot of versatility in this game other than that big guy. So Ubaselli, if you're just tuning in, the Jazz last night's free throw woes were a bit much, and they have been all year. They're 27 in the league line. We have decided that to talk about it only adds to the problem, so we will talk about everything but the free throws during the free throws and then report afterwards what happens. Thus far, it has worked, by the way, I would point out. Celtics, Ubaselli makes the free throw. They're only 7 of 15 at the line. Jazz 86, Celtics 71. Celtics offensive rating tonight is an 85. They came into the game 23rd in the NBA offensively. They were never better than 12th at any point last year in any month. 86-72. Ingles comes to get at the top, working off a Gobert pick with a left-hand dribble. Back up top to Donovan, who just checked back in. 8 on the shot clock. Donovan working the left side, driving it tight, lays it up and in. Excuse me. 88-72, Donovan with 25. Jazz by 16. Kyrie, quick release 3 right side, no good. Rebound, Gobert.
Kyrie flopped, trying to get the same foul Rubio got, or Donovan got when he flopped. Rubio gets a handoff, gets hit in the face by Watanabe. Hands off to Donovan. That side of the floor is very clogged. Eight on the shot clock. Donovan's got Kyrie guarding him. Rolls off a Gobert pick. Has some airspace. Fires the three. That could do it. 91-72. Donovan Mitchell's got 28. And the Jazz are up 19 in Boston. Kyrie driving. Spins Gobert around. He recovers and alters the shot. And then he's fouled on the rebound. And I think the Jazz are going to sweep the Boston Celtics this year, which is quite something. This schedule is brutal. And if the Jazz can just somehow find ways to steal wins along the way until the schedule lightens up. And I go back to last year, Ron, one of the biggest wins to me all season long last year was here in this building when Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors got hurt. And it was in the midst of when the Jazz were not good. But had they not won that, they suddenly would have lost 13 of 14. It was just one of those. They won in Washington later in that trip in a game they should have never won. When you're in the midst of struggles, you have to sneak a few out until you get right. Rubio, right side, three, good. Well, they're right tonight. 94-72, Jazz by 22 over Boston with 4:57 left. I love it. I just got a text from a Celtics fan. Really clear Boston played last night. Yeah, so did we.
Yeah.
We didn't, and we traveled. 94-72, Jazz by 22. Rubio, left angle shot, no good. I don't think I would sound the alarms if I'm Boston, but I'll tell you what, two overtime games that they've pulled off in overtime as a dunk by Tice change a narrative around here pretty dramatically. Marcus Morris hits a three against Phoenix, or else they go 0-5 on the West Coast road trip. And they, Kawhi Leonard misses a shot last night and some suspect calls on Danny Green, or they have come home, beat Chicago, lost to Toronto, and gotten blown out by Utah. And all of a sudden, the storyline would be that they had lost 7 of 8 with their only win against Chicago. Now, that's to their credit, as Rubio's foul driving. Let me say the same thing that I said just a moment ago, which is that while you're struggling, you've got to find a way to sneak some out. So maybe that's their Toronto and their Phoenix.
Well, I need to say something here, because last night, tell you what happened to me last night.
What happened?
Leaving the ball game last night, walked past a lot of the people, mm-hmm. people with credentials. This lady had credentials, and they said, okay, hi, and all this. I said, okay, we'll see you next year. And she says, huh? I said, see you next year. And she looked at me. She had a Jazz hat on. I looked at it. It was Donovan Mitchell's mother. I'm so sorry.
That story worked.
I'm so sorry.
But that story worked. Rubio made both free throws while you were telling the story. Great job, Ron.
All
right. Let it go, Ron. Hey, 96-74. The free throw system is working. The Jazz are now 17 of 27. Can you tell us what they were since we stopped talking about the free throws? Joe Ingles gets stripped. Outlet to Wanamaker. He lays it up and in. 96-76, Jazz by 20. Quinn Snyder will take a timeout. Utah is up 20 on the Celtics. 3:38 left in the fourth on the Jazz Radio Network.
Oh, he went to say something.
Every Jazz win, home or away, Little Caesars giving you a free pizza. Order one custom round multi-topping pizza through the Little Caesars app. You'll receive a free large extra most bestest pepperoni pizza. Use the promo code UTAHJAZZWINS. Valid all participating Utah Little Caesars locations. Mobile orders only. Jazz will sweep the Celtics this year. And you will get to use that promo code. 96-76 is the score as Ricky Rubio has 20 points tonight as he hits from the free throw line.
Rubio's season high is 28.
Donovan with 28. Rubio with 20. Jazz were very good tonight. Yubaselli, three, doesn't hit anything. It ricochets all the way out to Rozier, who kicks to Olajay for three. It's no good. Rebounds tapped around. The Celtics have another rebound. Celtics are 4 of 32 from 3 tonight. That'll help you win. We've been on the other side of that one. Olajay will try a... Yubaselli will try a 3, and he'll hit. Offensive rating for the Celtics tonight, an 86. Jazz offensive rating, a 110 against the number one offense defense in the league. It's interesting. The Jazz have really given the Celtics the business in both matchups. Donovan, three ball, left side, deep in the cup, comes out. Gobert commits a foul going over the top with 2:20 left. Donovan will check out tonight, going 10 of 21 with 6 assists, 28 points. Gobert commits his third foul. Jazz are clearing the bench up 19 with 2:20 left. We'll fly tomorrow to Indiana and try to wrap up this trip. And if the Jazz could somehow go 3-2 on this road trip, it would be an incredible accomplishment.
Indiana Pacers having a very good start to the season, 9-6 the Memphis so far, and they're 5-3 at home.
Jazz beat Memphis, lost to
Dallas,
and lost to the Philadelphia 76ers last night in a game where they played really well. Substitutions are in. Exum, Udo, Niang, Grayson Allen, and Royce O'Neal. So by the distributive property, by the way, it means that the Dallas Mavericks would beat the Boston Celtics by 80. No, by 70. They only beat us by 50, not 60.
Ampe picks up.
Foul on the rebound.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand that note to see what Sean says when I beat that note to him. Free throws are good by Tice. 90, or Yabusele. 98, oh, because Yabusele is fouled by Udo. 98-82, 2:15 to play. Jazz will win their second straight in this building. Here's O'Neal. Hands off to Dante. Was terrific tonight. Driving, stopping, floating the right-hander up, and no. Gets his own rebound. Flips it out to Grayson Allen. Straight down the barrel three. No. Ron, you don't really follow social media. Grayson Allen gets abused on social media more than anyone I've... I mean, it's nasty, mean. It's the Duke thing. It's incredible. Like, his girlfriend posted a picture of the two of them together, and it's, like, so bad that it became a New York Post story how nasty people were on his girlfriend's account. It's insane. She might want to go private.
Why?
Because he's a Duke guy. Dante dribbles off his foot with a minute 28 left. And, I mean, he had some issues at Duke that have led people to put him in the spotlight. Let's not pretend that we don't know about those. Yabusele just bow-guarding Royce O'Neal. Royce O'Neal not only gets scored on, but is grabbing his ribs. Yabusele is a big man. What do they have him listed at? 98-84, Jazz by 14 with 105 left. Niang, three, no, trying to score in front of his friends. Yabusele is listed at 280. You going more or less, Ron?
I'm going... That's about right.
That's about right. He's going to bump and back Niang. George trying to hold on. Pass goes back out top to Wanamaker. Wanamaker fires and misses. Offensive rebound. Dante, 44 seconds left. The Jazz will go to even on the road trip. 98-84, they lead the Celtics. A lot of yellow seats here early after a mammoth win the night before. Dante driving. Kicks to the corner. Grayson for three. No.
Well, after scoring 123 points.
Fast break. Daniel Tice lays it up and in.
The first time around, Jazz will not get 100.
Well, this unit was on the floor once before on this road trip in a very different circumstance.
Yeah.
This time they close out a 98-86 win over the Boston Celtics. The Jazz will take a shot clock violation here. Rudy Gobert will be joining us on the post game in just a moment. And the Jazz will win it in Boston. Well, Ron, this league can take you through a roller coaster of emotions.
You just don't know.
And the Boston Celtics are going through it just like the Utah Jazz are right now.
As I say, you've got to play the game.
Two teams with high hopes when the season started, and depending on the night, you just certainly feel differently about how things are. For the Jazz, there have been some low moments of wondering
if the Jazz are all right or not. And the Celtics had finished last night thinking they were going to win the Eastern Conference and right now feel a great deal different about who they are, having lost by really 20 tonight, but they by the end it was down to 12.
They will go 3.5 behind the Toronto Raptors, a team that they defeated last night. Toronto had lost 3 in a row.
Well, and but Western Conference teams continue to come and pummel the Eastern Conference teams. So. We didn't beat Philly last night, but that has been the way it's been much of the year. Rudy Gobert will be joining us in just a moment. And the headset back in the back. Britton and Jake are standing by. Well, we could say hi to them quickly, but then leave them when we are joined here. Kemba Walker has got his total up to 60 tonight, by the way, in overtime. 60.
How would that be?
Rudy Gobert's not. Oh, that's Britton and Jake.
I think Britton had scored 60 one time. But
that's right. All right, he's there? I did not hear. Rudy. Yes. Hello, Rudy. How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why are you guys able to play so well offensively against this team?
I think today they were blocking everything. You know, they were switching everything on every screen, so we just had to play with force and move the ball, and, you know, that's what we did.
Donovan took 35 shots the other night, no assists. What did you guys say to him, or what was the messaging to him?
I mean, we didn't say anything much. I think he knew, you know, he watched the game. We all watched the game, you know, and nobody blamed him. It wasn't his fault if we lost the game. You know, it was we all made mistakes. So we knew, you know, we knew that it could be better, but we all could be, you know. And tonight he came out ready, and he did a great job making plays for others.
From a fan standpoint, which I guess I'll call myself right now, it feels like quite a roller coaster of like, oh, no, things aren't right, to huge wins like tonight. What's it been like for the players?
I mean, when we play defense, you know, I mean, how many points is scored tonight? You know, we look at the offense, but our defense wins the game tonight.
And 28.
When we're able to play defense, it makes the offense better, you know, and it's a vice versa. You know, when we get good offense, it's easier for us to come back on defense and get stopped. So as long as we come out with the intensity and the focus defensively, we should be fine.
Rudy, I very much enjoy talking to you, so let's see if we can do this more often.
Not too much.
Okay, appreciate it. Rudy Gobert, road wins. We get to talk to Rudy.
I thought for sure he wasn't going to say a word like, I don't enjoy talking to you.
Not too much. So that means next time we're in the elevator, I'm not allowed to, like, hold the elevator door like I did for 10 minutes the other day?
Be nice.
I didn't do that. I'm just kidding. Britton, I didn't. I promise.
Sucking out.
That's funny.
All right.
I didn't hold the elevator door. I promise. I just walked out with him to his room. No. Hey, look at this. We're all smiles and giggles now. Britton, what do you think tonight?
I loved the defense. You got to get out of this game excited, out of that arena excited about what you just did to the Celtics on their home floor. 5 for 33. I thought the Jazz just were frenzy at times, and hands were everywhere. You know, there was just nothing easy for the Celtics. And if they can do that, hold a team to 86 points that's capable of scoring much more than that, and kind of take care of business on the other end. They did more than take care of business, but that's impressive. You know, last night I thought, guys, real quick, they covered all their bases where they were supposed to, except for shooting. And tonight, for the most part, I think they covered all their bases outside of shooting. They shot the ball well, and that's what you get. This is what last night, I think, could have looked like with a little bit higher of a score.
Well, the Jazz tonight actually ended at 29% three-point shooting and still got through. I mean, the key, I think, to this team is if they can get to the free throw line and get to the rim the way they have been, then they can survive a little bit without perfect shooting. But,
yeah,
boy, if they could ever link them. But I'm not sure this is a great shooting team. So
I don't think so.
The Jazz tonight actually didn't get to the rim as much as they usually do. I have them, according to Cleaning the Glass, only 29% of their shots at the rim tonight. But 45% of them are threes, so that makes up for it. That's pretty good.
I just love how Rudy stays on message. I thought that was a great interview you guys just did. It always comes back to defense for him, doesn't it? And you know, he's just preaching that all the time. I thought it was great the insight he gave on Donovan In fact, let me ask you guys this about Donovan. Do you think he was more proud tonight of the 28 points or the 6 assists?
Well, I think if he didn't have any assists tonight, his teammates would have it would have been a long luck. I mean, they're not let me see if I can make this clear. No one's bothered by his night the other night. He does it too many more times, then it might bother them. Even with his night last night, there's going to be a joke here at some point from this team because of the way they get along. Where at shoot around, he makes a pass, somebody makes a shot, and someone's going to yell, "Hey, look, Donovan got an assist."
Maybe a couple of players, but my feeling on that is that, you know, if you get open, I'm going to give you the ball. If not, I'm paid to take 20, 25 shots. He took 21 shots tonight, 12 of them coming from the three-point line, 6 assists to go along with that. And you can't be, you know, worried about his assist, David.
Hey, David and Boone. Curious question, and maybe some listeners would want to know the answer to this. Jake and I are back here just smiling and laughing, watching Joe Ingles yap to other players. Do other players on other teams respect him, think he's a jokester? What's the vibe down on the court? Because
what do you think other players think of Marcus Smart?
I think they just kind of depends. I mean, if you're his like summertime hangout buddy, they might like him, but I think he's an irritant.
Okay, so I mean, it was pretty funny to me broadcast tonight when Ron Boone said, every time there's something like this, Marcus Smart's involved. And then
Joe Ingles is too.
And then I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, right, and so is Joe Ingles.
That's funny.
So
what do you think? So you're saying he's an irritant, just like
Marcus
Smart.
Joe Ingles has figured this game out.
But don't you think it's different?
No,
Joe is not one he's talking and maybe – little punch here. I mean, but Marcus Smart,
I'm just touching Ron right now enough so that he finally snaps on me. I'm just kind of touching his arm and his wrist.
And you're probably right. Like, you're probably right about that. Because
Ron,
Marcus Smart is the guy that you want to pop. I mean, you know, the way he plays.
It's exactly what Joe did to Marcus Smart on that play is what pisses everybody off.
I thought he was trying to
I think Joe was kind of the fun I think Joe was kind of the fun accent, the Australian accent, calling everybody mate out there, you know, because I've heard him say that. I don't know. It just seems different. Like, I agree with you, Boone.
It's not different at all, Britton.
Yeah.
Even on that play, he just breaks all the unwritten rules of the NBA.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the first thing is you're not supposed to be touching guys. When he used to come off the bench, his goal was to be overly physical in the first 30 seconds to a point where he got a foul called on him so that his viewpoint, he's so smart, was that this is what Marcus Smart does. That set the standard for what the physical contact was, and that was a foul. And then he would bring it down just a tiny bit and say, well, that's not a foul. The last one was a foul. And that, I've talked to him about this. Now he's changed it a little bit now that he's got to play 32 minutes a night. But he still understands certain human characteristics, which is when your little brother is sitting next to you just tapping you the whole time, it drives you crazy.
You know whose mentality that is.
When your little brother's doing that, you tell your mother about it until she doesn't do anything, and then you pop him.
Well, right, but if Mother Goebel and Mother Adir and Mobile Pietaris are not listening, then what do you do?
By the way, what you just explained was Jerry Sloan's playing mentality.
Right.
He would play as physical as possible at the beginning until the refs told him, and then he would dummy it down.
Nolan Richardson, 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah.
Was the theory that they wouldn't call everything all night long. Right?
Right.
Like, they'll just we'll foul you the entire game, and they'll stop blowing the whistle. But so I think Joe, just watch Joe sometime, how much he touches the other player.
Yeah.
I mean, just that simple thing. That's annoying.
Well, he only got 3 fouls tonight.
Rondé, you're the best.
Probably deserved how many more than that, Booner?
Probably more than that, yeah. You know what I'm pleased with, guy? We didn't just beat the Boston Celtics. We got that leprechaun tonight.
What kind of leprechaun is that, Ron?
That leprechaun, leprechaun.
Oh, that's the nicest thing you've ever said about that leprechaun ever, Ron Boone. Ron Boone is a nice man.
Kids are listening. It's Disney night here.
Rarely swears unless certain things happen, unless the leprechaun comes around.
Well, you guys, great job tonight. Enjoy this one, and we'll catch you on Monday night against Indiana.
Well, if we can go 3-2 on this road trip, that'd be something else.
Yeah, awesome.
I'll tell you what. Between now and I think it's the Spurs' first home game, right? The game back from Miami is the Spurs at home, I think. I could be wrong. Any win between now and then, the Jazz fans should, like, throw a party. Because the league just gave us
That'd be the Spurs
huge pile of burning you-know-what right outside your door. And anytime we can get a win between now and then, it's a really big deal.
Yeah, that would be the Spurs on the 2nd of December. Then we got the Spurs on the 4th, the Rockets on the 6th.
Well, then you got to start winning. And then, you know, really, frankly, we got to start winning on that road trip coming back. We got to win it in Miami, Brooklyn, and that area. But it's pretty nice. Jazz clearly have Brad Stevens in the Boston Celtics number. It's pretty impressive since Brad Stevens is such a genius. All right, back. You guys can have the rest of the show. I just had to get that cheap shot in.
Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it. There you go. That's Locke and Boone from Boston. What a win for the Jazz tonight. They sweep the Celtics on the season. 98-86 is your final. We're breaking it down coming up next on your Jazz Game Night postgame show here on the Zone Radio Network.